This is Ted Kennedy. Why does Star Wars get a budget-free ride when every other Pentagon spending program is on the chopping block? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Cold War's over, but not for the Pentagon's most expensive pet rock, Star Wars, the mega-billion-dollar boondoggle from the Reagan years that was supposed to build a missile-proof astrodome in the sky to protect us from Soviet ICBMs. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, Al, the rest of the Pentagon budget is being dramatically reduced. Why the big exception for Star Wars? The Soviet threat's gone. The likelihood of some Dr. Strangelove launching an intercontinental missile attack on the United States is small. We still need the Patriot anti-missile system, but that's for regional defense. It's only 20% of the Star Wars budget. Multi-billion dollar increases like President Bush wants for Star Wars are ridiculous, Al. We need to invest here at home, in Star Schools, not Star Wars.
Ted, SDI research money goes straight for American jobs. And tell the truth. For 8 straight years, SDI has never received what the Pentagon requested. Congress constantly chops it back. Ted, even with the end of the Soviet Union, there are still 15 other nations who have ballistic missiles. North Korea is just months away from building their own nuclear warhead. Then there's Libya, Pakistan, and Cuba. Even Saddam was a lot closer to getting his mitts on the bomb than we ever knew. Ted, maybe you're still willing to risk our nation's future on the prayer we won't have to defend against a missile attack, but I'm sure not. We spend $24 billion a year on food stamps. Surely we can spend 1/5 of that amount on SDI. Invest here at home? You bet. Only a fool would not protect that investment. Our people. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the nation's first energy policy bill to ever pass the U.S. Senate. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.